buckle your seatbelt and hold on. Where Nashville music scene comes alive, right where you are. You're listening to Notable Nashville Podcast with your host, Groove Dr. J. Don't miss a beat.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning into Notable Nashville Podcast. Today's guest is Slender Dan, Patrick, and Heather. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So I saw that you guys were from, are you both from Seattle? Is that where you're from?
I'm from LA and Patrick is from Boston. Mm-hmm. We both moved to Seattle and joined a band together. That's how we met.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's where you met and formed this group?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So tell me the meaning behind Slender Dan. Where does that come from?
Oh, it's just a play on words, Slender Man.
Oh yeah. Isn't that a movie? Slender Man?
It's like
it's a cryptid, right?
It's like a fake horror character.
Mythological dude that runs around the woods.
What happened was when you're making tracks on a computer, you'll give them working titles, and I named one song Slender Dan just as a joke, because and we just both liked it, so
just went with it.
Yeah.
I like it. So you formed in Seattle, but when did you make the move to Nashville, or what was the process like for that?
We moved here a year and a half ago. Patrick had always wanted to try this city out, and just asked if I wanted to come, and I said yeah, let's try it out. Seattle, you know, fully shut down during
The shutdowns were pretty intense there compared to the rest of the country, and they as far as the timing of us moving, it's something we've always wanted to do, but
yeah,
as far as the timing, it was the rest of the country was opening up and Seattle was still locked down pretty hard, so we were, you know,
as musicians, you know, we wanted to come somewhere where we could maybe play a little more.
So then when you came, it was more open to playing live shows. Did you guys play out anywhere around here?
Not yet. That's the plan, though.
Yeah, working on it.
Well, if you haven't listened to Slender Dan's music, I was listening to your album today that came out back in March that you released it?
March 3rd.
March 3rd. It's very, you know, electro pop, very, you know, various elements in it. It's really cool to listen to, just like sit down and listen to it. I think it's like an hour long album, but I really like all the elements that you bring to it. And, you know, you're not performing it right now because there's, you know, because it is complex, it's electronic. But can you kind of tell me how you came up with the concept of I was trying to remember how to pronounce it. Gestalt.
Yeah. The concept of it?
Well, yeah, like the sound of it. Patrick has always made beats ever since you were in
high school,
but, right? During COVID, you were showing me beats you had made.
Yeah.
And
we were in a different band. We were in a indie rock band called Tiger Rider in Seattle, and that's that's how we met. But I on the side, I would make like some electronic music, and I showed you some.
Yeah. Some songs. We just started hearing melodies and put them over it, and we really like electronic artists, you know.
Yeah.
Tom York, Sylvanesso, people like that.
Yeah.
So we just started doing that on the side for fun.
So then, Heather, do you write most of the lyricism in it, or is it kind of a mend of both of you?
It's definitely both of us, I would say, you know, kind of a 50-50 on most things. I mean, Patrick takes the brunt of the beat making work, but I do a lot of the instruments and things like that, but we both write lyrics.
Okay. So then when you both came together, were you both in this other band together as well, and then you kind of formed this Slender Dan project, or how did that come about?
Yeah, it was like a side project.
Okay.
And then the other band disbanded and we just kept this one going, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
So when I was listening through it, there's a lot of elements of other, you know, voices or speakers in it. Can you talk about some of the incorporation of that into it?
All the samples?
Yeah, like the samples of the different speakers.
All the modern day prophets we love.
There's like just, you know, quotes we've heard that we, you know, liked and they stuck in our heads. And so we're looking for some sort of a sample for a particular song. There's, you know, try and find something that's relevant to the the subject matter of the song, or it fits the tone well, or
yeah,
you know,
we really like philosophy and, you know, psychedelics and having long-winded conversations of that nature. So the people that we listen to often talk about topics like that as well.
Gotcha. Okay. So I was listening through, or not listening, I was reading through the track listings that you gave me, and there's a lot of different elements. You know, a lot of it pertains to the meaning of life and, you know, something we all go through, struggles daily, like, you know, doubt, anxiety. What's your favorite? I'll ask both of you, but what's your favorite track on the album that you made for this record? Heather, you go first.
I think I might take yours, but my favorite track is Time is Running Out. I just, you know, the world is scary and it's always seeming like it's going to be the end pretty soon. And that song just kind of captures how I and we feel about, you know, the nothingness or the endness that is coming.
Yeah.
What about you, Patrick?
I like that one a lot. I think that one is the, just cohesive. As far, I don't know if all the tones kind of gelled together really well, you know, cause that's kind of like, you know, you do your best with that stuff, but it feels like we're putting a bunch of like random puzzle pieces together and it doesn't quite fit in our heads. It might, you know, but that one sounds pretty cohesive to me. I like, Anxiety a lot too. I just like the rhythms in that. It's like jarring in a fun way, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the weird one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The one my mom doesn't understand.
Doesn't like that one.
So, Patrick, when you're putting together these, you know, beats and melodies and stuff, do you have a concept of where you want the song to go, or is it free expression at first, and then you kind of put it to lyrics, or how does the process of the songs come to be?
It's almost always music first. There's a few where we did lyrics first, but it's or melody. It's almost always, I'll make something or we'll make something together and then we'll just sit on it and listen to it in the car, listen to it in headphones and start humming melodies. And then we'll we'll write lyrics to those melodies. And,
okay.
But like, you know, that not all the tracks.
Like, we have like ongoing poetry on our Google Doc that we share.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll pull lyrics from that. But, Patrick makes a beat a day.
I try it. Yeah,
think
yeah.
It's just something you love doing. So
that's awesome.
Sometimes they stick and sometimes they don't.
What audio interface do you use? Because I'm interested in that kind of thing. Do you use Logic or Pro Tools?
I like Logic.
Logic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm familiar with
all of them.
Ableton, Pro Tools, whatever. Yeah.
Well, we were talking a little bit before we found out we were coworkers. Yeah. At for iHeart, and you produce a show on iHeart. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How long have you been doing that?
Just about a year and a few months now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. So, how did you get your knowledge of production? Did you go to school for it?
Yeah. I went to college for it. But I've, you know, just from before that, just being in bands, it was just kind of a necessity. You can only have so many bad sound experiences or bad recording experiences before you want to take it into your own hands. And, I just kind of have been fascinated with it. So
awesome.
Yeah.
So Heather, where you said you came from LA, what were you doing before music in LA, or was it always a passion for you?
I've always been in bands. I used to be a full-time musician as well. I worked at the Guitar Center in Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of been my life.
I really like Amoeba record store over in LA.
Oh yeah.
Whenever I go, I have to check it out.
I think they shut it down recently.
Yeah, but they moved it to, I think it is in Hollywood now, but they moved it to a different location.
Oh, thank God.
I was there like last year and it's not the same, but it's still cool.
Yeah.
So I brought up live shows. You haven't really played much out. Do you plan on booking anything around Nashville or outskirts of, you know, the country?
Maybe.
We toss the idea around all the time. It's so electronic and we're not, you know, DJs necessarily. Uh-huh. So we might do some sort of stripped down version of the show at some point.
Something. We just don't want it to be like tracks and karaoke and, you know.
Which is cool. It's just, you know, not really what we're comfortable doing on stage.
I think you should incorporate some video elements to it. Like, you know, play your music, but also have like some, you know, visual effects behind you or like a screen. That'd be cool.
I already have started that actually. Yeah. making projections for all the tracks.
Yeah. So you've got a YouTube video coming out. You said maybe early next week. I'm not sure when you're releasing it, but Unlucky Eyes. Can you talk a little bit about that video?
Yeah, that video will come out probably on Monday of next week. The song itself is just kind of taking a stab at mainstream media.
It's like a combination of, it's like kind of 1984, kind of They Live, just those dystopian propaganda elements, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We filmed the entire video in Nashville.
Oh, okay.
Right by the iHeart building.
Yeah.
The Music Row one.
Yeah.
All right.
Not affiliated in any way. Just.
How long did it take you to shoot?
I think a night, two nights.
We did it in like a weekend. There's some stuff we shot at a green screen at our house, and then a lot of it was outside. And
yeah. Okay, the video itself is like we are newscasters, so we did a green screen portion for that, and then
very cool.
The rest is outside in Nashville.
Awesome. So, you know, I kind of want to play that song for everybody before the video comes out. If that'd be cool to place it in here.
Totally.
Yeah.
But before we go, where can we find, keep up with you? Like as far as social media or, you know, website, where can we find you?
We're on, all the streaming services. Our website is gestaltproductions.com. Gestalt is GESTALT. Yeah, Instagram, it's Slender Dan Official. That's
Slender Dan.
Slender Dan Music? Is it Slender
Dan? We should look this up before we do this.
just type in Slender Dan, you'll find it.
It'll come up.
You're the only
Dan Official. Things.
Cool. All right, well, thanks so much for dropping by today, and we'll play the track Unlucky Eyes for everybody. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to Notable Nashville Podcast, broadcast from Acme Radio Live, right in the heart of downtown Nashville. Check us out on the socials, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And if you like it, you can also support this podcast on Anchor by clicking the link in the platform that you are listening on. Hey, until next time, thanks for listening to Notable Nashville Podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by Smokers Abbey. They've got everything you could want. Craft cigars, quality pipe tobacco, a huge liquor and draft beer selection, everything you need to find rest for your soul. Smokers Abbey has two locations around the Nashville area, one right in the heart of East Nashville and the other over in Gallatin, Tennessee. So what are you waiting for? Head over to Smokers Abbey today. They're open late.